How the Mighty Have Fallen. Enron, the behemoth energy trading firm, once the nation's seventh biggest company, is now fighting for its life in bankruptcy court.
The history and lessons of the Enron fiasco are the focus of this half hour of the program. What led to the company's success, its collapse, and how accountants and analysts missed the warning signs that things were going badly wrong.
First, though, to the latest twist in the story, allegations that Enron employees were shredding documents at the company's Houston headquarters as late as last week. FBI and Justice Department investigators have been dispatched to Enron's offices to begin checking out those allegations.
And in a Houston courtroom today, attorney William LaRocque, who represents a group of shareholders who are suing current and former Enron executives, asked a judge to take steps to prevent any further destruction of documents by Enron or by its accountants.
What we want is the right to question Arthur Andersen people and Enron people about the document destruction that has admittedly occurred. We don't want to just have to rely on Arthur Andersen to tell us what happened. We think under our legal system, we ought to be allowed to ask questions to people under oath and find out the truth.
Enron spokesman Vance Meyer said today that lawyers for the company have already contacted the Justice Department.
After we learned of the allegations, the first thing we did is preserve the integrity of the site where the alleged document destruction took place. We proactively offered our full cooperation with any investigation that DOJ wished to conduct, and we believed that such an investigation was more properly done by federal authorities, certainly not by plaintiff's counsel for the benefit of a lawsuit.